Hello. Okay. So, testing. All right. Let's begin. So, hello. I just need a place to talk about this new show on Disney Plus called The Mighty Ducks Game Changers. I'll be watching season 1, episode 1, titled Game On. I started watching about 5 minutes in, and I needed some place to talk about it, because, like, okay. I've been playing hockey since I was about 4 or 6 years old. I'm 18, so I've been playing for a long time. Know a lot about hockey and the hockey world. Grew up watching the original Mighty Ducks movies on repeat. So, let's get this started. All right. All right, we're starting off seeing the Mighty Ducks symbol. All right, we got a practice going.
Welcome to the Wraparound, the number 2 youth hockey podcast in southeastern Minnesota.
Okay.
It's the first practice of the new season for the Mighty Ducks Junior Division. This is real. This is happening, you guys. Everyone who's anyone is here.
Except for him, I guess. Jeez, he's late.
Hi, honey. You know I can't be late on the first day.
I know.
You're already late, bro.
On the way to the car in the parking lot. I can't lie to you. I haven't left yet, but I'll be right there.
Honestly, I feel this.
What's up, Dan?
We need our most
being late, my mom.
That's you, to go through this list and identify the tenants in this apartment building that are still there so we can make them not be there.
Could we put a pin in this? I've got to go. Maybe Stephanie could take a look at it?
No, Stephanie's long gone. She had to take her twins to hockey practice. You know she never misses it. She's a great mom.
So then leave. She can leave, you can leave.
New mullet with a great flow.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they did not just say flow.
The Ducks are a powerhouse organization. The record 10 state championships.
Okay, 10.
Ducks of the 90s, they actually used to quack.
Oh, come on. Cracking was awesome.
They train like it's a job. They study tape. They get hip flexor injuries. I mean, if you haven't done all this before you hit puberty, you're way behind.
Yeah, I doubt. I disagree.
Okay, is your water bottle full?
Yeah, I have so much water.
Sunscreen.
You don't need sunscreen.
That's what SPF 15 is for.
You don't need sunscreen. She is. They are late. Oh, Hendrix. I just realized. Hendrix Ice Arena. That's cool. Okay, so I see a couple girls playing. I'm just gonna say, at this point, if they're like 14, the girls and they're off on a girls team. Not saying that you have to be on a girls team. Just saying that's normally what happens. He literally missed warm-ups. Okay, so this is the scene that I really wanted to talk about. So the mom who was late is now in the stands. I should have added a spoiler warning to this, by the way. Is now in the stands with the other parents who are more into it, I guess. I don't know what to say. Not that I'm saying any of these parents are necessarily wrong in the way that they're taking this. Let's just play it. So, all right. Hold on.
Nice. Can I borrow a bathing suit, or is that weird?
That's super weird.
Oh.
These kids are mean.
Alex, we didn't see you at any of the clinics this summer.
I know. I wore mine like 10 minutes after the stuff opened, you know, to sign up, and they were all full. So, but it was
not. Okay, so this is so true. Summer clinics, you don't have to do them. They're not that, I mean, if you want to keep doing hockey year-round, they're fun. They fill up fast, especially in a place like Minnesota. That is so true. Like, that line there really made me want to talk about this show. That is super accurate.
Our vacation, so. Our college counselor says there is no summer vacation anymore.
Okay, so, yes, there's still summer vacation. You can still go on vacation. You need to rest. Gotta rest your body. Want to be a good athlete? You gotta rest your body. I don't know why they have college counselors for 14-year-olds. They're not even in high school yet. Okay. So, I don't know why they're making this mom feel bad that she doesn't have one.
You have a college counselor already?
Yeah. You don't?
Oh my god.
So brave.
She's not brave. You're just an idiot. Dang, this girl's good. She's hitting golf balls right off the top of cones. But also, I will say again, most of the time, girls go off into their own girls' leagues because in college, they go and join girls' leagues and they look at other girls, all girls' teams. So, it's a little inaccurate at this point. But, I mean, I support co-ed. I think we should play co-ed all the way through to NHL. But, as of right now, that's a little inaccurate. So, let's see.
I'm not aiming for the cone.
She's like, what? This girl's boss. I will say, I do like how they're all wearing the half bubble shield. I think that's smart because in the original they would have their cage up a lot to see their face for the camera. But since they have a half bubble, we can see their face with their shields down. And because we all know, I mean, well, you're not allowed to have your shield up at just any time. So, all right, now she's skating away. And this is also a part where I really started to want to talk about this because it's kind of important.
Hey, you alright? I'm perfect.
Laura, that's mangling my skating.
She starts to wince at her knee. She needs to rest. And she probably hurt herself. And she's pushing herself. And, yep. I don't know why this guy's the coach, by the way. He looks fresh out of college. Like, assistant coach maybe, but not coach. No, he would not be coaching.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
He was just about to shoot.
He's actually my next door neighbor. They're not super tight or anything, but him and his mom have often been our non-Jewish guests at Passover.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, listen up. You guys are moving up to the 12 to 14 age bracket. Make 9 to 11 seem like kids.
This is how I'm saying they're all 14.
Not yet set. So,
this is true. Well, if the roster's not set, one, why are they all wearing game jerseys and not practice jerseys? I thought this was like the team in the area. And now they're handing out white jerseys. I mean, unless this is tryouts, but normally they would give out a tryout jersey and not a game jersey. From what I know, and these all have their last names on it, so they're coming back from last year, so there's no one new trying out for the team. Okay, they're all like sitting in a perfect circle. That's not gonna happen.
Snack schedule, practices, let's be sure we get some protein this year, people.
Okay, wait. Roster's not set. She's trying to figure out a snack schedule. Okay, and protein? What do you want to bring, bacon for some snacks?
Well, I mean, you don't want a replay of that cheese puff incident.
It was a one time.
Oh, God.
It was running late or anything.
cheese in those puffs.
Cheese puffs. Oh, that sounds like a bad idea before a hockey game. I can tell you right now it is. Hold on. Right off the bat, this girl punches a guy. Hold on. Does that. That is a blatant penalty. It's this tiny dude. And she wins the face-off, sends it back to her D, and elbows him, and then taps him on the face. Are you playing, or... I don't get it. What? The guy does not look like he appreciated that. Oh, okay. And then he's in front of the net, and I think he was just cross-checked. Yeah, it wasn't really cross-checked, more like just playful shoving, but... Well, not playful, just a shove. But really, dude. This is really, like, forced. Now they're just talking. Okay, you don't take off your helmet when you get on the bench. That's very dangerous. Just stick it through the holes in the bottom of your bubble, dude, to drink some water. Like, there's a long straw for a reason. Okay. Oh my god. They're trying to be like, oh yeah, this is the first shift. Why are you guys throwing up? First off, one, why are you throwing up this early on? It's insane. Two, get off the ice if you're throwing up. That's not okay. Go to the doctor. You're not feeling well. And the coaches should take you off the ice. That's not okay. No, it is not okay. Okay, so we have reached the point where I have not seen it, so now I'm blind reacting. It's disgusting that kid just threw up on the bench. That's also kind of a biohazard. Just threw up on the floor, not even in a trash can. Okay, I don't know what he was aiming for. Did he go in to try and check? Just face planted in the... They need to go to a checking clinic. This kid, he just like face planted. Like he just went right into the boards. Don't know what he was aiming for. You go for the puck, not necessarily the body. At least not at 14. I mean, yeah. Okay, going up after someone's got a breakaway. Okay, nice deke. Nice shot.
Alright, that's it.
That's it. Don't know how long that was necessarily. It felt like it was 10 minutes of practice.
Hang back.
I'm sorry, Coach. I promise I'll be faster.
Maybe you will. Don't want to be on the Ducks.
Well, dang.
Okay, you work hard. You're good, but you're not good enough.
He literally did not care.
But I'm a mighty duck. This is my team. What's going on?
We're letting him go. Look, buddy.
Jeez.
12 to 14 year old age bracket. You're just...
And?
You want to compete at the next level.
12 to 14? Wow.
Can't measure heart?
Yeah, that's something I got off the internet, and I'm phasing it out. I'm doing you a favor.
Oh my god. He got off the internet. He's phasing it out? What? Is he like in charge of this whole club? Or is there only like one Mighty Duck team and they just like take a bunch of mites and just brace them? Like, I don't get it. Someone explain.
You could be really good at. I mean, at this age, if you can't be great at hockey, it's
like this whole arena for one team. And like, what if the team's bad?
Don't bother.
Okay, that's not true whatsoever. Anyone can play hockey, starting at any age, any disability, anything. Like, this guy's a jerk. And he's like fresh out of college. I don't know why he's running this team. or in charge at all. Like, who is he? Who is this guy?
Don't bother. Don't bother.
Mom, please.
Okay, she's walking on the ice, and she's acting like it's all slippery. It's after a hard practice, so it's not that slippery, actually, on shoes. So, I don't know what this is.
You know, I never bought into any of this craziness. I just did it because my kid loves hockey, but I guess that doesn't matter now. So let me lay a couple of truths on you guys. This scene is nuts.
Okay, so a parent not necessarily isn't allowed to walk on the ice. Like, they would immediately get thrown out the rink. I know from experience. Hockey parents can get kind of crazy. So let's see what she has to say.
The $1,000 clinics?
Practice at 6 a.m. Yeah, that's insane. I hate 6 a.m. practices. Practices in the morning suck. $1,000? Yeah. Hockey's expensive, especially if you want to play higher level. Just kind of sad, but.
The godlike worship of protein. Do you understand?
Honestly, yeah, you gotta have a balanced diet. Protein isn't, it's in the diet, but it's not the biggest part of your diet. Gotta balance it out.
That there is about zero chance that any one of these kids is gonna play professional hockey. So why?
Well, dang. Way to crush all their dreams. You know? I mean, wow.
Are you living like this? Stephanie!
True. I mean, if their kids don't enjoy playing anymore, why are you playing? Why is that one mom recording this parent? My god.
You brought two private trainers to your kids' hockey practice. Does that seem normal to you?
Oh, I'm not a trainer. I'm a pediatric sports psychologist.
Excuse me? Oh, what? A pediatric sport psychologist. What is that? What?
Does no one see the insanity but me?
No, you are not the only one seeing the insanity. Why would you bring trainers to a practice? And what's a pediatric sports psychologist?
These parents are serious, all right? They pay me to win. We're not here to have fun.
Okay, they shouldn't be paying you at all. You should be paid by the club or your volunteer coach, you know? So I don't understand at all. They're not paying you directly. You have a salary paid by the club and the parents pay the club to skate. And no one's paying you to win. I mean, yeah, there's pressure to win. But that shouldn't be the goal. Goal should be to get better at hockey and have some fun along the way, you know?
Shouldn't kids be able to play sports for fun?
Yes. I don't know why they're looking at her like she's insane. Because that's the point. You're supposed to be having fun.
Wow.
Like how the pediatric sports psychologist, whatever his name is, just looking at her like, she has a point, where everyone else is like, she's crazy. If he's really a psychologist, he should be agreeing with everything she'd be saying. So.
Okay. You know what me and Evan are gonna do? Well, you guys are busy training your little hockey robots.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to a store, and we are gonna buy all the cheese puffs we can friggin' find, which I lied, contain no actual cheese, and we are gonna go home.
Yeah, I didn't think they contained
the
cheese.
And eat them.
Honestly, that feels like a mood.
This is a game. You're telling my son.
You know, I completely agree with everything this mom is saying. And the music is supposed to mean like we are supposed to agree with her as well. But everyone's reaction to her is kind of awkward. So they have inspirational music playing, but these kids are recording her and laughing at her, and the parents are looking at her like she's off her rocker, and this coach is just like, who's this lady? You know, I'm just trying to do my job, but you're doing your job kind of bad. And her son looks like he's embarrassed, which I would be too. So I don't quite understand the reactions and the music and how we're supposed to feel. Like, I don't get it.
Don't bother. You don't bother, sir. You don't bother. We are out of here.
She's gonna fall. Why'd you even walk on the ice in the first place?
And that's all for tonight on The Wraparound.
The podcast is called The Wraparound. It's cute. Oh, is that the same house that they use in the original?
Minnesota Moon. Wondering what lies ahead.
Hey there.
Hi. Just wrapping up my podcast.
The podcast and a podcast.
Think so.
Great, I'm headed over.
Okay.
This is Nick the Stick coming in with
Nick the Stick.
Exclusive interview with Alex Morrow after her tragic breakdown.
Okay, I would not call that a breakdown.
I wanted to make a bigger fool out of myself than I already did.
You did not make a fool of yourself. Did I hear the maintenance crew on the walkie-talkie saying what a fool you made of yourself? I did.
He's so upset. He won't come out of his room.
Honestly,
terrible. I just wanted to help him play.
I feel you. I love hockey. If it were up to me, I'd be out there with him.
Why
aren't you?
Well, I was on the Pee Wee Participation Trophy circuit till I was six.
Pee Wee Participation Circuit? What? Until you were six? Wait a minute. Hold on. Did he just say until he was six?
If it were up to me, I'd be out there with him.
Why isn't it up to you?
Well, I was on the Pee Wee Participation Trophy circuit till I was six.
Hold up. They're not using the word Pee Wee correctly, first off. At least I don't think so. It's been a while since I've used the words. Because they're trying to get rid of like the words like midget and Pee Wee and mites and stuff like that in Bantam. But so, at six, you're still around a mite, if I'm not wrong. So, yeah. And, at that age, everything's a participation award. You're six. So.
But at my age, if you're not already awesome, practicing 7 days a week and on a club team or whatever, it's just like,
other.
Okay, so that look, there's travel teams for people who want to like be insane about it, but there's also club teams. Again, everyone wants to be on like the travel team, but if you just enjoy playing hockey, join a rec team. Like, hockey's for everyone. You don't have to be insanely good at it to play it. It's not, I don't get this, what they're trying to say. Like, no one, this doesn't happen. I mean, sure, the pressure is there, but there's options for people who don't want to just be gods at hockey. And you shouldn't be practicing 7 days a week. That's not very healthy. Considering they're probably going to school, right after school, going to practice. After practice, probably going home, shooting more pucks, and practicing more at their house. You need some rest, you know? Re-heal, you know?
Hey, the Ducks don't get to take hockey away from you.
They don't.
No, I'm sorry. I cannot. I want you to think about all the other kids who've been told that they're too small or too slow. They just want to get out there and play. Let's start our own team. A whole group of don't bothers.
Honestly, they need that in this town, apparently.
Look at this. Your first teammate.
Teammate?
What?
I don't know what to say. Yes.
You can't just start a team. There's got to be rules.
It says in order to be a team, you just have to have 6 players, a home rank, and a coach over the age of 21.
You can totally do that.
But you have...
What? The coach only over the age of 21? 6 players? No goalie? Okay. Bet.
To be registered by team day this Friday, so we only have 3 days.
We can maybe do that.
Okay.
We need to be good. No offense.
No, I agree. I would not be an asset physically. I have more of a podcast body.
What?
Okay, so it wouldn't be a powerhouse team like the Ducks, but that's not the point. And anyway, who cares? Those guys don't deserve you. I'll find a coach.
This is
I'll
like a great a mom.
You guys find 4 more players.
She's your coach.
Just get out there and have fun.
Honestly, that's how coaches start. They just start coaching for their kids. I mean, professional, that's a little different. But, like, they just start coaching. Like, just take some courses online. You know? I don't know.
All right. Let's give it a shot.
Yes. Psych.
Aw. This mom and son, they're so cute.
This is exciting. I do not own ice skates.
Oh my god.
Just need 4 players. We got tons of kids.
Okay. Are they in middle school or high school? Oh, that's a teacher. I was about to say that kid is huge. Okay. Why is that kid skateboarding in the hallway? Expelled. Get out of here. What? Oh my gosh. So they're saying the only reason they want this kid is because he skateboarded and body checked a vending machine. What?
So, Sam, I noticed you enjoy flinging your body into large objects.
Somebody dares you to do something. You gotta do it, right?
Oh, because he likes dares.
Have you ever thought of playing hockey?
Nah, too many rules. Not a rules guy.
Dare him to play hockey, you know?
Sophie! Kevin! Look, I'm so sorry you got cut.
Oh, what? That ain't no thing. You know, actually, I'm starting a new hockey team. Let me be part of it. You're asking me to quit the Ducks.
She ain't gonna do that.
Oh, I know your parents are always on your case. And something's going on with your knee because you're pushing so hard. You're not happy there. You think I'm gonna be happier on a team that's worse? You think that's gonna get my parents to let up on me? I'm sorry, I gotta go.
No, I feel bad for her.
Hello, ladies. I love that crop top. Is that Brandy Melville?
What?
I know you're all popular and winners in the game of life, but would any of you want to join a ragtag yet very hip hockey team?
Yeah, I think we're gonna be good.
Don't let him get to you. They make fun of me because I dress like a warrior princess and go to Magic the Gathering conventions, but it doesn't bother me.
Ooh. I felt her. Oh, I think we just met the girl.
Can you guys move over?
You don't bother, sir.
Very funny, very funny.
My son, don't bother. You don't bother.
You don't bother, sir.
You don't bother. You don't bother, sir.
You don't bother, sir.
Are you serious? They literally... I don't see how that's funny.
Hey. How'd it go with Sophie?
Hard pass. And apparently I can't sit at the Ducks table anymore. My sports career is dead, and all my social life is, too. Look. 5 tater tots. Not even a full order.
Well, there's plenty of room here.
That's sad.
I don't know.
He's still on tater tot. No, he only has 4.
What if I airdrop everyone in here about the new team?
Oh, God.
New team. Big.
He's not airdropping, he's texting.
Tomorrow. And Sim.
Why is there a school wide group chat? That's not a thing. Yeah, I doubt anyone.
Yes, I called about time on the ice. After school? Is it a beer league? How dare you, sir? They're 12.
No, it's just normal people, kids, 12s, no time. Okay, bye.
What?
You're burning. Not you.
What game is this? This off-brand NHL game.
Username Coob13. Jaden Kubler, our age, played this game for 10,000 hours.
How can you just, like, what?
Never been scored on. Do you think him up?
They're just, like, stalking this kid.
Is it me, or does it feel like we're about to enter the house from it?
Where are your parents?
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. If they could find his house.
Coob 13? Evan and Nick, we were playing against you all afternoon. And I think you're in my Spanish class. Hola, amigo.
What?
Here's the thing. We're starting a new hockey team. And you're such an amazing video game bully. You're a wall. You're wondering if you want to join us. We are wall.
You mean go upstairs?
You have to go upstairs to go upstairs. Play hot. To go to school.
Yeah. In an actual rink with ice and real people.
Real people let you down.
Well, that's true.
Believe me.
They can also bring you up.
Be true, but...
And why would you think I could even play for real? I mean, look at me.
And? They're throwing large objects at him. Oh, there's a small one.
You see things, dude, before and better than anyone. And that is what makes you special.
They don't have to wear pants.
I felt that.
You have no ice time. You're the last place on my list. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Hello? It is so great you're trying to form a new team for Evan. You're so scrappy.
Thank you.
So, update on the old apartment building. They're offering the rent control tenants a cash buyout. It's not huge, but, hey, they're throwing in a 3-month free membership to the building's new gym. So, I need you to go down there. Hand out these brochures and just, like, sell it to them.
What happens to the people after the 3-month gym membership's over?
I don't know, but they're going to be in fantastic shape.
Right, but isn't that kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Evil?
See, this is what I love about you. You always want to fight for the little guy. You're so good.
And also you get a free 3-month gym membership at the new building.
Yeah.
That's correct. However, you know what? I wouldn't take this deal either. Thank you. Have a nice day.
The heck? The Ice Palace? What? Yeah, just go ahead, walk into a crazy alley. Go right ahead, lady. Just, you know, a random rink inside a warehouse. Oh. like how they store the Zam on the ice. Or maybe it's broken down.
Are you the manager?
Yeah, hold on. I'm adjusting the hydraulics. Very delicate process.
So delicate.
You lost? You've been looking at red skates, that's up front.
Oh no, I am not here at red skates. I have not skated since my triumphant turn in eighth grade when I did a routine to Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All.
So you're here to tell me about your Whitney Houston skating routine? You do realize we've never met.
I'm so sorry. It's the guy. I don't remember his name.
Okay, we met.
I'm a terrible person.
Take care now.
Wait, hold on.
Girl, just tell him that you want to look for some ice.
Ice. My son just got fired from his hockey team by a very mean coach.
Let me guess. The Ducks?
Yeah, the Mighty Ducks. Do you know them?
A little bit, yeah. How old?
I think they were 7-year-olds.
No, the cake. How old?
I want to say 3 hours. Anyway, I'm...
just takes the whole cake.
I'm guessing you didn't see the sign. Kind of says it all. I hate hockey.
No hockey. Ooh,
run an ice rink.
Weird, huh?
Yeah,
I'm
that
sorry,
is weird.
I'm being rude. Would you like some?
No.
You sure? These kids' birthday parties always order way too much cake. I'll give you the flour.
I'm fine, thank you.
I'll take cake.
Please, isn't there something can I can get say some to cake? Convince you to let us play?
Look, you don't want to be here, trust me. I barely afford to keep the ice frozen. I'm sure I'm going to make it through the winter.
Great. Maybe that's because you know hockey.
Problems. I have money. I found a city surplus for youth hockey that was unclaimed.
How much are we talking about?
Doesn't say it out loud. Just writes it down.
You know, I think we might be able to find some wiggle room on the no hockey thing.
Really? Really? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. It's an exciting time to be alive. I'll get the paperwork.
Oh, thank you.
We're in the middle of updating our system. Forget it. We'll find it later.
Hey. Aww. Were you some sort of professional hockey player?
Some sort of professional hockey player.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Not really. I got started too late or I was never really good enough.
No.
Either way, it's over. And hopefully what we're doing now will be over soon, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm exiting. Leave. I do have one more question.
Okay.
I have 24 hours to find a coach. And I'm just saying.
No, I am not the coach type. Here's the long and short of it. Mm-hmm. I hate hockey, and I don't like kids. They don't make a sign for that, believe me. I've looked. So, here's the deal. I'm going to give you the ice, you're going to give me the money. And if you need anything else, talk to the Coca girl. Her name's Winnie.
What's your name?
What?
I'm Gordon Bombay.
Bombay!
My mom found us a rink!
Wait.
This is called the Ice Palace.
Wait. He's Bombay. Hold on, I gotta look this up now. Because, hold on, now I'm confused. I've seen Mighty Ducks, I promise. I'm bad with names. Ducks. Cast. No, okay, that was Charlie. Okay, yeah, Gordon Bombay. I knew that was his name. Just looking at all these. Oh my god. Jesse. I'm just looking at all the adults. Oh my god. Okay. Emilio Estevans. That's Gordon. At least I think that's how you say his name. I don't know.
We're coming together. How is it coming together? Our entire team is still just me and you, bud.
I get that, but I'm rapidly improving.
How does a tennis ball set off a car alarm? What?
Yeah, we just moved here from Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
So, Logan,
I don't hear a Canadian accent.
Yeah, I've been known to slap the biscuit around a bit. I don't know much about the hockey team around here. Do you guys play?
Yeah.
Kind of
do.
A
pretty good skates you got, you know?
Oh, they get me from point A to point B.
Not a bad accent.
Those are power paper pros. Like 900 bucks. This could us be amazing.
So, I don't know if they're 900.
We were thinking, maybe you want to join our hockey team? You know, we have our first hockey practice tonight. You should come by.
We'll see you on the ice.
Yes. He seems nice.
No, I did a little reading on this rink.
He's wearing a bike helmet.
Once fell through the ice and he's still there.
Oh my god. So they have the other kid, the original, the main character kid. He has the same outfit as Charlie from the original Mighty Ducks. Oh my god. Well, like the same looking stuff. He has a hoodie over, or sweater over his pads. You know, why don't they give these kids practice jerseys? Like, that's my question. I have thousands or hundreds, it feels like, of practice jerseys from random stuff I could just throw on. Like, you don't have to put a hoodie on or a sweater.
You did get Logan, though. Where is that guy?
You good?
Okay.
You're okay. Thumbs up.
Why am I yelling? Sorry, I get a little crazy. It's just the two of us at home.
Are you a single mom?
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a single mom. Of me.
Yeah, so single. The kid does not have a dad. I mean, technically, obviously, he has a dad, but he's never...
Oh, my...
He's law school to take care of us. I don't know why I'm telling you this whole story.
It's okay.
It's really because it's not important. They just like, nah, who cares?
The cream
got to...
Go, go, blind, blind. Why is he wearing a Toronto Maple Leaf jersey? What? They just like take their cage off for practices? Oh my god. No way. Amazing misdirect. Oh my god. Oh my god. That was amazing.
Hey, what's going on?
I told you this whole thing was a bad idea, Mom. We have to show up tomorrow at 4 p.m. with the team.
How are these kids used to walking upstairs with skates on?
It's not done. You still have time. Find some more teammates at school tomorrow.
I'm a joke at school, Mom. Ever since I was cut. No one wants to be my friend.
Well, dang.
No one wants to sit with me at lunch.
Aww. Honestly, I would sit by myself at lunch. I mean, I chose to.
I didn't go to that school and talk to
No, please. Not that. You've already embarrassed me enough.
It's right.
Aww. What? Why is he still eating that cake?
First.
Barely even been done. Oh, it's another cake. It's a different one.
It's epic. I mean, great stuff, really. Second, do not go to that school. Kids have to fight their own battles. Last thing he needs is for you to go and rescue him all the time. My mom never did that for me. Great. I mean, look at you now. How's that leftover Wreck-It Ralph cake? Hard around the edges, soft in the middle. Kind of like Ralph himself.
Mm. Oh my
Wait.
God.
You're Gordon Bombay. Minnesota Miracle Man? He used to coach the old Mighty Ducks. He invented the Flying V. He's a living legend.
Sorry, I thought you said you weren't the coaching type. You used to coach the Ducks?
Yep. I coached the Ducks.
He made the Ducks.
Totally different now. Parents trying to engineer their kids' entire lives.
Yes, I'm trying to pull him away from those freaks.
You're just as bad as they are.
How so?
You do everything for this kid. You tell off the old team, you set up the new one.
What?
Make him wear sunscreen indoors.
Yeah, why does he need it? Why do you need that?
I'll bet you even still slice his grapes in half. You slice his grapes?
I don't have to submit to some lame parenting
Why
test.
Why would you slice grapes?
You don't have to answer that.
She does.
You could choke.
Bottom line.
What?
You gotta back off, or this boy is never gonna become his own man.
What?
What's your name?
Evan, sir.
You gotta lay off your mom, man. I mean, she's doing it all wrong.
Oh my god.
But at this point, if you really want to play hockey, which is a big dead end if you ask me, then you gotta make this happen for yourself.
You can have fun. I mean, he's right. He's got to be more, a little more confident.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, everyone.
Excuse me. District 5. I don't see how that was loud enough, but...
Hello, everyone.
My pudding. Me.
Two of you may know me from the viral video of my mom.
Wasn't even that great.
I'll admit, it is a good watch, but... Thing is... Everything she said in that video was true.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It was awesome being part of the cool kids, sitting at the cool table. But I always felt like I was hanging on.
Oh, yeah, and they are in middle school.
Trying to prove I could be a part
of it. How is this teacher just, like, letting him give a speech to these kids?
What I've realized is the Ducks aren't the center of the universe. Sure, they may be stronger, they may be more athletic, they may even smell better. But the second I was cut from the team... They cut me from their lives.
True.
But in a weird way, that happens. I'm happy I was cut.
As soon as I leave the team,
now, I'm starting a new
kiss
team.
All those friends goodbye. But that means you have true friends.
A few more players. Yeah, it's going to be different. We may not win a lot. But we are going to have each other's backs.
Aww.
We will play with heart.
Why can't that
so is there anyone
Magic
who wants
Gathering it? Girl join?
Is there anyone who understands a little bit of what I'm trying to say?
Me. I understand.
I'm in. I've never played hockey, but...
See, yesterday she was wearing that weird fuzzy thing off the back of her back as a cape. Today she's wearing this nice little shawl. Looks cute. She looks good. I don't know what she was wearing yesterday.
I think I might have an inner rage that really needs an outlet. Thank you, Lauren Gibby. To own nunchucks.
Do not bring those to practice.
Do not.
I get it.
Okay.
I always feel like I'm hanging on. It's exhausting constantly being nervous and trying to fit in with this group.
True.
So I want to join you. I mean, can I? Is that okay?
Very okay.
Bye bye.
Oh.
Hey, Sam!
Jeez.
I dare you to join our hockey team.
Thank you.
Somebody dares you to do something, you gotta do it.
That's right? Not true.
I'm there.
All right. We just need one more player.
Oh, is she gonna do it?
And I'm just gonna throw this Gatorade bottle away. So not with ya.
Oh, that other girl almost did.
That's not cool. What you said has moved me. I will be your wall. Thank you, Coop 13. Guys.
He has a name.
I think we did it. Men don't cut their grapes.
He's gonna choke.
I get it. That's why I stick to raisins.
Wait a minute, what? We're just gonna ignore the fact that I was stuck in class. Last person there. Oops. Anyway. Okay.
Hello and welcome to the Southeast.
Oh my
Minnesota
god.
Club Division
Hawks. You can see the Hawks as the original team they play against. Arch nemesis. Cardinals. What, I wonder what they're gonna name themselves. I wanna know. Because they can't be the Mighty Ducks. Bloomington. What is this? Like, there's no way they're gonna have time to make a whole flag and banner.
Exactly.
Me, I have never even played hockey.
Oh, well.
I knew anything, Mom. Come here.
And last Thank but you. Not That's least, nice. The defending state champions, the Mighty Ducks.
See, why would they have him announce everyone when he coaches the Mighty Ducks? Bro, would you just, like, let that flag drag on the ice? Just gonna trip. She's walking on the ice again. She has some confidence. Yeah, skate over to her.
Okay.
He's not even wearing equipment.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a little bit of a surprise. There's a new team joining the league. What's your name?
Huh?
The name for your team.
The Don't Bothers.
Don't bother. Yes.
Is that the name you want to go with?
Yeah. But how long? Because we're coming for yours. Flying D! Woo!
Why is she one of that girls wearing figure skates? Why? Why? Put on some hockey skates. You're playing hockey. And she's wearing an equestrian helmet? Flying V. Yes, it is. Oh, I ship it.
Looking forward to a great season, everyone. And just to remind you all, the 12 to 14 year old division is full contact. Roll video.
What? What video?
Back check.
What? Back checking. Doesn't necessarily involve checking. That back check and forecheck, that just means the direction you're going on the ice. That's just checking. Body checking is checking. The girl's smiling. And encouraged. It is not encouraged. Excuse me. I mean, yeah, do it, but.
This is the real deal.
Oh, crap.
What? Me hey, on a Friday night eating pizza.
This way. Hey, oh.
Can you go out there?
Come on in.
Hi.
Hey, so I wanted to say thank you.
Minnesota State Ice Day. Sorry.
Your advice really helped, Evan.
The set design's really nice.
Got the team together. You got that check?
Oh my god.
Yeah. You want a napkin or?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, who's going to coach? I am. Really? I thought you hadn't skated since you were a kid. It's been a while, but pretty sure I still got some moves.
Hopefully.
If I'm going to rent you the rink, I need to know that you're ice safe. That's a liability thing.
What?
Wait, are you serious?
Why is she wearing figure skates? I guess that's what she's used to.
See? I'm fine. Iceworthy. Oh, no, no.
Stop. No, thank you. Oh, I shipped them. What happened to that other lady with Charlie?
It's fine. I don't even remember it.
Oh, I think you do.
Ignore the cat. Oh my god.
And she's gonna be coaching us?
Yeah. Okay. This is a tough one. I meant to do that.
She looks good.
Yeah, she doesn't look that bad. Jacket like partially zipped to towards the bottom. Like, that's weird. All right. Well, that's episode one, season one of The Mighty Ducks. Let's sneak peek. Let's see.
Welcome to the first practice of the Don't Bothers.
Now, Don't Bothers. Why is she wearing a cape?
We won't be touching the ice, but we will be breaking the ice.
But she really needs help. She's trying to coach my hockey team, but half her team doesn't even have hockey sticks. And our goalie is wearing an oven mitt.
One, yeah.
Two, three. Don't bother.
Sweet. Okay. Well, that pertains season one, episode one, Game On, The Mighty Ducks Game Changers. So far, so good. Looks pretty good, actually. I will, how many times, let's see. How often does it post? Probably like once a week. I will see y'all next week for episode two. Bye.